What is up, legendaries? It is Amina Lee. So today's podcast episode is very, very important because we are going to talk about one, how the City Girls only sold 6 to 8K units for the first week of their album Raw. And we're going to get a little bit into that. I'm also going to get into how labels are leading to their own destruction in the music industry, and how, on the other hand, there are artists who know the importance of using their fan base. For example, Nicki Minaj, Olivia Rodrigo. So before we get into it, what is up, legendaries? It is Amina Lee. Welcome to Legendary Lifestyle, where I talk everything music, fashion, beauty, today's news, and everything legendary, and pretty much where I focus more on my opinion, where it's really explain, not in a 60-second video. So what is up? Don't forget to subscribe, and let's get straight into it. So if you guys didn't see or hear, City Girls released the album called Raw, and pretty much I believe the album stands for real whatever. I don't even know what it stands for. I forgot. But anyways, so the album comes out, has horrible promotion. I don't think people found out they had an album until, no more guys, I swear, less than 7 days before the album was released. So people were surprised about that. And even before the album rollout, they really didn't have no more than, let's say, 3 singles just to lead up to the album that people were highly anticipating. Like, oh my God, we want the album, we want the album. So that was something that really wasn't anticipated. And I believe when it comes to music labels that they depend solely on the numbers. And let's say with JT and Carisha, they both have an amazing social media presence where Carisha has her show. And JT is really big with the fashion. So Carisha, more her personality, yes. And then JT, people love her, let's say, more for her fashion and pretty much just her style overall. Right? I feel like Quality Control, Motown, and Capitol Records, those are the labels that City Girls are signed to, solely looked at those numbers and said, we're going to sell at least 100K with these girls' numbers. And it really sucks because a lot of people have been saying that, one, Carisha, known as Young Miami, doesn't want to be in the group, and JT is really the one. But we really don't know what their anticipations and just what the heck they want to do. But I'm just talking more on the number side. I am really tired of labels having weak rollouts. I am tired of artists too being lazy as well. And I'm not saying the City Girls, I'm talking overall, because a lot of these artists really depend on social media. They'll literally have the weakest rollout. They'll just post it on social media. They won't engage with their fans. So let's say a fan might repost it on post something on Instagram, and they'll only repost certain people's stuff, like acting like they're Drake or Beyonce or Nicki Minaj or Rihanna, right? Knowing dang well they can barely even sell 10,000 units. And this is not about the City Girls again, just talking overall, right? So one artist not engaging with fans might be a cause of the downfall, but I wouldn't say that's majority of it. But two, I want to talk a little bit about my experience at Olivia Rodrigo's gut experience, because this experience really showed me that, one, how she is smart as heck and she really knows how to make her fans feel special. I was invited by Spotify to an amazing experience. It was Olivia Rodrigo's Guts experience in New York, and pretty much it was an immersive pop-up experience that really was just freaking amazing. You were just fully immersed into the album. It was a 2-day experience. People left with free gifting, you got to buy merch, and pretty much people were able to talk about it on social media, tweet, post on social media. And this is all while the album was just released. So not only were people posting about this on social media, it had people feel special, but like, oh my God, I didn't know about the Guts tour, the Guts experience, right? And I'm just saying, with these labels, like, they don't know what the heck they're doing. They'd rather have these A&Rs, well, A&Rs is like kind of gone. They'd rather have these quote unquote record label people, moguls, and just people who work at the labels, period, because I really can't think of like the titles right now. They'll work at the labels and they'll be more concerned about the followers and not working with the artists to elevate them. and make them look bad because they want to be the one who's on. They want to be, oh my God, well, I'm the publicist on the scene and I get to forget about my job. So when it comes to the labels, there's apparently this thing where they want to start using AI for certain artists and everything. I blame music labels because, one, when it comes to real artists, you know how many people I see on social media, TikTok and Instagram who are super freaking talented, right? That labels just won't sign. And it's like, this is crazy, but they'll sign someone who has 5 million followers over somebody with 10K because they won't take the time to develop that person with 10K. And that person with 10K will probably get them 10 million sales, but the person with 5 million followers won't get them a whole bunch of sales. And then, like I was saying, I was going to talk about Nicki Minaj. Prepping up to Pink Friday 2, I also did an article about this on Amelie.com. And pretty much, she sold, I believe, 1 million units already for Pink Friday 2 because her fans have been purchasing CDs. And I'm not sure if that's the exact number, but I did see a tweet about it and she replied to it. So I'm pretty sure that is correct. And she has been rolling it out. Is it my favorite rollout from Nicki Minaj so far? No. But I do love, I feel like with Nicki Minaj, people had to realize that she is from a generation where she didn't have the ability and the access to social media while coming up. Nicki Minaj had to grind. She knew the power of networking, going to events, showing your face, going hard. And yes, while her career progressed and social media became an advantage to her, it wasn't at the palm of her hand. She really had to work to where she got to. You know what I mean? So, like I said, Nicki Minaj selling over a million records. She comes from that unit, not that unit, the era where artists really had to grind harder. Not saying that they still aren't. Excuse that. I don't know what the heck is going on. Not saying that they aren't, but some artists are freaking smart. For example, Olivia Rodrigo, when she came out with her first album, Driver's License and everything, she used social media to her advantage. But at the same time, even though she has millions of followers, those followers were most likely engaged with her because, one, she makes her fans feel special, and two, I just feel like her fans love her for her music. When it comes to City Girls, some people might not follow them just for their music. They might follow JT because she has an adult fit. They might follow Young Miami because they loved a segment from her show. And it'll only be 25% of people who probably bought the album, and the other people just love them for them, their personality. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel like record labels really have to get out of their mind and really understand that numbers does not equate to sales. And I feel like for City Girls, they really could have had a dope freaking album. When it comes to the City Girls, and when it comes to female rap, 5 years ago, they were the face of female rap. With women, with the lyrics, scamming, messing with rich men, pretty much pinning herself first before these men. Like, City Girls were on top of their game, and I feel like, no offense, I feel like, this isn't even offensively at all, I feel like this album should have been released during the summer instead, because they make summer bops. And people really have to understand that the season when your album drops is really important as well. Like, I think of City Girls, I think of summer. When I think of Drake, I think more summer, winter. Because he has summer bops, and then when it's the sad music, the winter comes in. So, that's just my thing, guys. I really do like the City Girls. I think they're cool, but I feel like their label, one, got lazy with the rollout, and two, I just feel like I'm not gonna blame, oh my God, the promotion and everything. Yes, the promotion could have been better, but at the same time, it does show how social media numbers does not equate to sales. So that is it for today's podcast episode. Let me know what you guys think below. Not trying to compare City Girls necessarily to Nicki Minaj, but just saying how people, when it comes to Nicki Minaj, she's built a really amazing fan base to Barb. So let's say she does a surprise drop. So the least amount of sales Nicki Minaj will do for her album is 100,000. So not everybody can do that. Not everybody has that a fan base where they can do that. Not everybody's a Kendrick Lamar. Not everybody's a J. Cole, Drake. You guys get it, but that is it for today's podcast episode. Let me know what you guys think below, and until then, peace, bye, and blessings, legendaries.